Mr. President, I have no doubt that the world has followed with shock and disbelief the violent conflict that erupted in South Sudan on Sunday, 15 December 2013, which was plotted by my former vice president, who wanted to seize power by force. He was too impatient in his thirst for power and did not want to wait for the general elections, which were scheduled to take place in 2015. The failed coup and the rebellion that followed resulted in the loss of too many innocent lives, destruction of properties, and damage of community relationships. However, the coup was foiled, and the government is continuing to defend the country and the people against the ensuing rebellion. My government is unwaveringly committed to resolve the conflict peacefully, and my negotiating team has been in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, since January 2014, talking peace with the rebels to close this dark chapter in our history of our young country, open a new page, and pave way for us to once again embark on the difficult mission of socio-economic development, which our people urgently need. My government has demonstrated its firm commitment to peace, has unreservedly honored these agreements, and is continuing to negotiate in good faith to find a peaceful solution to the conflict. However, the rebels have violated the agreements too many times and have refused to sign the protocol agreement, which is a crucially important document signed by the heads of state and government of IGAD, including myself as a party to the conflict. This important document forms the basis for resolving the crisis peacefully and inclusively.